Good morning. Welcome to AMP, and then let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for beautiful day. You bring us come to your house. It's a time to know you more, Father. Please speak through us. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open Bible, Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. While they were there, the days were complete for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in clothes and lay him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Brothers and sisters, this is what I said, the second experience that shocked Mary as a mother. You know that Mary get anointed from God, and then she must bear a baby. And then now, it seemed that everything come coincidentally, where they must walk from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Because in the first one, now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all inhabited earth. That means, because of this decree, they must go back from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Of course, we cannot see from modern time, because from modern time only took few hours. But at that time, it takes many days to walk from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And then finally, they arrive at Bethlehem, but the problem is the baby wants to come out. And then they knock a house from house to house to find, is there any room? Oh my goodness, there is no online booking at that time. So first come, first get. And then all the place full book. Yeah. In Hong Kong, we can see that all the hotel full book. Usually when Hong Kong celebrate Golden Week, the end of September till the beginning of October. Only this year, you can enjoy hotel very cheap on Golden Week. Usually full book. Similar, Mary and Joseph. In one side, Joseph knocked the door. In another side, Mary said, husband, hurry up. It is a time. Hurry up. Yeah, I know this experience because I go together to the hospital for my wife. So, hurry up. And then, oh no, it is a time. And then the landlord say, there is no room. Only at the back. You know, at the back is a room, but not for human, for animal. Yeah, for animal. If you live and grow up in Hong Kong, you will not find a room at the back for animal because Hong Kong house is very small. You need to go to the village and then you can see there is a room at the back. I just come back from Manado. There is a room at the back, but for pig, yeah. When I go to Boyolali, there is a room for animal, but for a cow. Yeah. Otherwise, when they, if there is no room, then people will took out all the animal, all the stock. So there is a room, but for animal. Now, Mary, no choice. Yeah, no choice. And then she gave birth. And then after she gave birth, the Bible said, wrap him in a cloth. Wrap him in the cloth. Not new one. And then wrap him. the reason to rap in, I will let you know after this. But my point is, why it seem coincidental, unplanned? It is true that unplanned, brothers and sisters? No. If we read from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, we will know that the Savior will come from Bethlehem. The Savior will come from Bethlehem. So the place where Jesus must come is already written in the Old Testament. The Savior must come from Bethlehem. Now the point, why must come in the Bethlehem and then in the place where animal was, and then put in a manger. So if I can say that the only original Christmas accessories is a manger. So we can change next year from the tree to the manger. Yeah, just make a small box and then give some bread, grass, and then bring two lamb inside, so people can smell how smell it is. Yeah, that's the original one. No light, no star, no Santa Claus, no everything. That's only the. Why must there, brothers and sisters? Now, we know that if you went to Israel, you will know that from Bethlehem to Jerusalem is not too far. But the only problem today, Jerusalem half belong to Israel, half belong to Palestine. And then Bethlehem belong to Palestine. That takes time because we need to go out from one border and then go into another border. Actually, the distance is not too far. And then Bethlehem is a city of David. You know what is David's profession? A shepherd. Yeah. That means in Bethlehem, a lot of grass. Mostly, from Bethlehem, they send all the lamb to Jerusalem and then bring it to the temple of God. So Bethlehem is a place to supply all a lamb for worship, for sacrifice, for offering to God to Jerusalem. Now Jesus born at Bethlehem and put in a manger. This is a prophetic view that want to tell us that Jesus will come as a lamb and then died at Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, remember when John the Baptist the first time saw Jesus, what did he say? Behold, Lamb of God. Behold, Lamb of God. How John the Baptist know about this? Because there is a communication between John and the Baptist and Jesus the first time in Luke chapter 1, when John the Baptist jumping in the womb of his mother when Mary visit them, jumping out. John the Baptist know by divine revelation. That's why, although they never met together, but spiritual revelation come to him, and then he declared that, behold, Lamb of God. And then the second point, wrapped in a lamb that sent to the Jerusalem must perfect lamb. No wonder must wrap in, be careful. Don't make any mistake. They don't want crippled lamb. They don't want a small lamb, the perfect lamb. So wrap in, be careful, so that there is no broken piece of the body. So brothers and sisters, by showing us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem and put in the manger, that means Luke want to tell us there is a prophetic experience after this. What is the prophetic after this? That Jesus will die as a lamb. Where? In Jerusalem. Now, brothers and sisters, if you know who is Jesus, how he come, and then why he come, then we will get a perfect story of love. Why I said like this? Because Jesus is Son of God. Yeah, Mary give birth, have a baby only by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, even Joseph cannot understand about this story. Yeah, and then after that, Son of God come as a man, not in a palace, but in a place where animal was. And then finally, he will die on the cross as a substitute offering. By his dying, then he will release us from the sin. So this story, John chapter 3 verse 16 tell us, for God so loved the world. The story of love. No wonder, brothers and sisters, when we first time come and celebrate Christmas, one thing we need to remember, not about turkey, not about steak, not about good food, but we must remember about God love. How God love us. How God love us. Today, we can be a believer all because of God love. That's number one. Number two, no one remember a manger. A manger is a box that's put in a house for animal. But, like what I say, the original accessories of Christmas is only a manger. A manger become so popular. Why, brothers and sisters? Because baby Jesus has been put in that place. If we remember who we are before we believe Jesus Christ, we are nothing, brothers and sisters. We are nothing. I have been served God, leave my hometown for 29 years. Next year, 30 years, I will visit my hometown. I will go to my first church. I still remember, if I not leave my hometown and then come as a believer and then become a pastor, I never imagine I can stand in this place, go to anywhere. Maybe I just still like a noodle seller who sell the noodle, and maybe my backbone is already going down because every day only cook the noodle. Yeah, today God already lift up my life because of Jesus. Like a manger become popular because of Jesus. Not because of the manger, but because of Jesus. We need to remember this. Number three, why not a small bed? Why only a manger? That want to tell us, yeah, that Jesus really want to reach out even for the lower class. Remember, if Jesus give birth at huge hospital or big palace, then the shepherd will not come, because the shepherd is a person who only takes shower maybe one a month. Yeah. No wonder the shepherd cannot go to the temple of God. And then the second point, the shepherd cannot become a witness in a court because the education is too low. Yeah. One, education too low. The second, spiritual too dirty. And then this person come to visit Jesus. Yeah. After they visit Jesus, then there is a change. They become joyful and then praise the Lord. God wants everybody to praise the Lord. I'm happy to see last Sunday we have Christmas carol in the bridge with Filipino sister. What we done as spin, we divided 10 group, and then we have small group Christmas in Cosbebe Park, in Saingpun Park. And then in this activity, we want to bring Jesus to put into empty heart people. Brothers and sisters, today a lot of empty heart people, they are searching. Yeah, they are searching something that can make them happy. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Yesterday, PSEM asked us, "Hey, what is your Christmas tradition?" I forget to let him know one more thing. In Indonesia, we usually use Christmas, especially in Chinese church, is a time to make a revival meeting, like evangelistic preaching, so that at that time we can invite friends come to the church and then the preacher share about Jesus. That's usually the tradition. So every year we have evangelistic preaching to offer Jesus, to let them, Jesus is the answer of human life. Brothers and sisters, human life like a manger, empty box, empty box. The first Christmas, Jesus filled the empty box by himself. But the second Christmas, Jesus allowed us to bring him to put to the empty box. So we are the second generation who bring Jesus to other people. And this is our job. And we will do it till the end of time or till Jesus come for the second time. This is what we need to do as a believer. So 3 points. First point, the story of perfect love. Second point, the manger, no point until Jesus in the manger. The third point, the manger means empty heart people. They need Jesus. May God bless us so that we have this comprehensive understanding about Christmas and we know what we need to do. Amen. Cardia will lead us in worship. Before we go into community prayer, let's spend few seconds pray for your friend who are not believe Jesus Christ. Their heart still empty. We pray for them so that God will open their heart and receive baby Jesus, who can change their life, bring joy to them. Also pray for the city of Hong Kong. We can see a lot of Christmas accessories, but the most important, the people in Hong Kong will see Jesus is the Lord who loves them. Also remember, in many places, Christmas is a time to share God's love. The church invites the preacher to share and to preach about Jesus. We pray that the Holy Spirit work among them, and that many people believe Jesus. God, please use us in this moment of Christmas. Besides, we worship you, we give thanks to you, but we also want to share a love story about Jesus to our family, to our friend, and to our community. So using this moment, Father, we pray that you will bless us so that we are like an angel to tell the shepherd about great joy that happened at Bethlehem. We surrender our life. We put our life into your hand. After we believe you, Father, we become a believer. Now please change our life. Become a messenger, Father. A messenger who bring a message about Messiah for other people. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Now we spend our time pray for community who are in cancer, in chemotherapy, surgery. We pray that God will heal them one by one. Also pray for community, pray for their spiritual salvation. We keep in prayer that our brother and sister who are close with them as a family, God will use them to share the gospel for their family. also pray for community who are in other physical weakness. Yeah. Every part of their body, we pray, we put it in Jesus. Also remember our brothers and sisters who are seeking new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, this morning we pray for China. We pray that God always lead all the pastor, missionary who are doing ministry at China. We pray for SP Beijing, we pray for FT Shanghai, we pray for Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and churches in China. Also pray for board. As we know, we almost end 2019 and go in 2020. Please pray for the board who can make big program leading by God and then bring SP more close to God. Pray for PSAM and all board members. We also pray for a group of fellowship. We pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, Monday prayer, Pure Desire and Woman Ministry. SP 2.0, Building and Resources. We put in God this plan. We believe that God will prepare and extend SP more and more. The last prayer request, we pray for Hong Kong. We pray that God always keep and love Hong Kong. We pray that every part in Hong Kong can have agreement and then make peace in Hong Kong. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful time that we come to you, we hear the message, we worship you, and then we have time to submit our prayer requests. Now we put our life into your hand, Father, especially when we leave the church. Please lead us, Father, from the believer, become the messenger for other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name.